This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2310. What is your retirement manifesto? By Kathleen Coxwell of NewRetirement.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. For now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. What is your retirement manifesto? By Kathleen Coxwell of NewRetirement.com. A manifesto is a declaration of an individual or group's intentions and motivations. Most big life events involve some kind of manifesto, whether you call it that or not. Contracts, wedding vows, and employment agreements are all declarations of your intent. Retirement is actually an ideal time to write a manifesto. Retirement is your time to be who you want to be. You may be hampered by finances, but your time and beliefs are your own, and retirement is a perfect time to embody and promote your own ideals. In retirement, you're not defined by the work you do for money. This is your time to be defined by you. However, writing your own manifesto, an expression of your own intentions, opinions, and vision, is much more powerful than a contract you sign. Have you ever written down your beliefs and goals just for your own betterment? Writing a manifesto can be a great way of thinking about what you want out of your life and a way of holding yourself accountable for being who you want to be. Here's some ideas for creating your retirement manifesto. Number one, write down what you believe in. What do you truly believe in? This can be anything. You can address God, family, or love. But you might also think about more simple things you believe in, reading, cupcakes, or even smiling at strangers. Write down one thing or write down 100. It doesn't matter. Just document your beliefs. Number two, create a list of what you want for the world. Is there anything that you want for the world? World peace? More literacy? Eliminate light pollution? Save the coral reefs? Less dogs in the shelter? Fewer potholes in your town? More time with family? In addition to documenting what you want, you can write down some ideas you have for making it happen. What would you do if you were king or queen of the world? Then start a list for how you can take concrete action. Number three. Document what you know to be true. Throughout our lives, we learn lessons, big and small. Retirement is a wonderful time to document these lessons. If you're stumped, think about things you always said to your children, like life's not fair or school is important. Mantras that run in your head when you feel uncomfortable about something. Everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end. And rationale you've used for big life decisions, like being able to prioritize time outdoors or near cultural events. Number four, review how you've spent your time in the last week. It may be helpful for you to think through how you've spent your time over the last week. Write down the moments that you really enjoyed or made you feel good, and take note of the activities you'd rather do without. Use this exercise to inform your values and think about how to increase more of the good moments and less of the bad. Number five, decide what your bumper sticker would say. It can be fun to try to write your manifesto as a bumper sticker, an advertising tagline, or a country music lyric. These things use humor or powerful images and very few words to document big, powerful ideas. Just do it. What if the hokey pokey really is what it's all about? Read. No music, no life. If you want a stable relationship, get a horse. Just dance. Gone fishing. God is my co-pilot. My dog is smarter than your honor student. And the road goes on forever and the party never ends. If bumper stickers aren't your thing, identify some quotes that really represent you and what you stand for. Or think about themes from favorite books or movies, and think about translating those themes into your manifesto. Number 6, identify roadblocks to living your manifesto. It might be important for you to think through what might prevent you from achieving or living according to your manifesto. These might be societal roadblocks like bureaucracy or personal traits that you need to overcome, like being able to better overcome failures, mistakes, disappointment, or hardship, taking more risks, overcoming shyness, or breaking bad habits. Then brainstorm ideas for how you can overcome your roadblocks. Number 7, use your ideas to write a powerful statement representing your manifesto. Once you've brainstormed and have an idea about your manifesto, it's time to craft it into a document. It can be quite short, or you can write more, but it probably shouldn't be longer than a page. A bulleted list of goals, beliefs, and personal strengths is okay. You'll want to use positive statements. Say what you want, not what you don't want, and look up a list of power words to supercharge your sentences. Number 8, review your manifesto daily. Whether you stick it on your bathroom mirror or send it to yourself in a digital daily reminder, reviewing your manifesto daily will help you begin to live your life more mindfully and in concert with what you believe. And number 9, make your retirement manifesto part of your retirement plan. Everyone should have a detailed financial plan for their retirement. Your financial plan might become stronger once you have a written retirement manifesto, since you'll have a clearer picture of what's important to you. Luckily, New Retirement makes it easy to create, improve, and maintain a thorough retirement plan. The New Retirement Retirement Planner gives you fast answers about your retirement finances. You start by entering some basic information, and then you get a detailed assessment. You can then rapidly assess different options. Creating a written retirement plan is not done by everyone. However, the research suggests that people with a retirement plan are more confident, happier, and successful in retirement. For some people, it's the financial plan that's easier to do. Others might have an easier time creating their own retirement manifesto. Doing both will probably give you a stronger, more secure, focused, and happier retirement overall. You just listened to the post titled, What is Your Retirement Manifesto? By Kathleen Coxwell of newretirement.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. While many people get excited about the idea of retiring from work, I've learned from the FIRE community that it's much more important to think about retiring to something. Over 30% of the attendees who come to my yearly party about money, called the Economy Conference, are already financially independent and/or retired. So this is a big topic of discussion. How do you find meaning in retirement? Retirement is a significant life event that can be full of opportunities for personal growth and fulfillment. However, many people struggle to find meaning and purpose in retirement, which can lead to feelings of boredom, isolation, and even depression. One economy attendee suggested that you think about what really pisses you off and go do something about it. For her, she was angry about all the mistreated and neglected animals in the world. So now she spends most of her time volunteering to help fix that. I've heard time and time again how important it is to keep yourself mentally stimulated in retirement. It's really easy to fall into the habitual ways you used to spend your free time when you were working, where the goal was to decompress. And there's nothing wrong with spending time in front of the TV or other forms of passive consumption. But consider that too much of this isn't actually restful. Restorative rest can look more active, like going for a walk, cooking a delicious meal, or growing an impressive garden. Whether you're retired or not, actively creating tends to be much more fulfilling than passively consuming. That'll do it for this episode. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.